You know already here at Zoomer Radio, we are huge fans of Elvis. We love the man. We do. Next month, a fabulous festival returns, the annual Niagara Falls Elvis Festival. It was a three-day event, and because of all the, you know, the fan base and the fact that it's getting bigger and better every year, it's a four-day event this year. Starts April 21st at Greg Frewin Theater. Bigger and better than ever this year. Now, the festival, among many things, is going to include international award-winning Elvis tribute artists. And you know something? We happen to have one of them artists right here in our studio. Very excited to welcome Bruno Neschi. How are you, Mr. Bruno?
Very good. And yourself, Eva?
I'm good. I'm excited about this. And so is Evan, because like we said, yeah. Big fans.
Big fans. And what I love about it is the fact that you caught the Elvis bug early.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I think I would get a pension over this after 23 years I've been doing this business.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So what was it about Elvis that when you were younger and you just said, that's the guy?
You know, my family's in the restaurant business. When I was small, another Elvis tribute artist came, because honestly, I was 7 years old. I didn't know who Elvis really was. Mm-hmm. I knew some of the songs, but another Elvis tribute artist came into the restaurant, entertained. I loved the reaction on the people's faces. Love the music, love the suits, the jewelry, the whole show.
Right.
Ever since then, I put on a pair of karate pants. I was taking karate as a kid.
Okay.
Put on a white dress shirt, and I used my mama's gold belt.
Okay.
She had one of those chain belts. I went on a New Year's, 300 people in the restaurant, and I sang Teddy Bear. That moment on, 23 years later,
you're hooked.
Look at that.
It all went downhill.
just a quick downhill.
Quick climb.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk a bit more about this festival, because I know that a lot of our listeners, big fans of Elvis as well. Some of the highlights. Now, you've got a 2-day ultimate Elvis tribute artist competition sanctioned by Elvis. The winner's going to participate in the ultimate Elvis competition
in Memphis.
Wow, that's a big deal.
So, you know, Eva, being Italian, we got the World Cup of soccer. Memphis is the World Cup of Elvis tribute artists.
Nicely put.
So you got to qualify. Unfortunately, Italy couldn't do that this year. But in order to get to Memphis, you have to qualify. Niagara Falls Elvis Festival is that festival to go and compete at. I'm one of the competitors this year.
Wow.
So we're going there to battle it out. We duke it out. Just like on a soccer field, we're duking it out on stage for the title of the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival, which we go to Memphis on Graceland property.
Wow.
Nonetheless, they built a soundstage for this contest where we go there and we perform to compete for the ultimate Elvis tribute artist contest.
Graceland's very supportive.
You know what? They do.
They're very supportive all this.
They really do. They push. They want to keep Elvis's memory alive. And in all honesty, without the Elvis tribute artists, you can't say you're going to go and see Elvis at Greg Frewin unless you're going to see a tribute artist.
Absolutely.
Well, the amazing thing is that watching Elvis throughout the year, the number of different stages that Elvis went through, is there a particular part of Elvis's life that you really concentrate on, or are you right through the...
So, from when I was a kid... And okay. I mean 7 years old, I was always a big boy.
Okay.
I was always a husky kid.
Okay.
I've always focused on the later years of Elvis.
Okay.
Because I was as tall as I was wide.
So for me, anything about your mother's belt in the closet. No, we won't.
So I couldn't pull off the young 50s Elvis.
Okay.
So I've always stuck to the jumpsuit, and ever since then I've had the jumpsuit bug. Now it looks like as I'm getting older, I'm getting thinner and I'm leaning out again, so maybe I'll start going to do the 50s, but I'm going to stick with the 70s.
Okay, you're going, yeah.
You've performed in a lot of shows right across North America, Bruno. You've competed in numerous Elvis tribute contests and competitions. Just basically take us through, how do you prepare for these shows? What do you do? Does the makeup and the whole getup help with the sound?
With the sound, it helps with your confidence. With the sound... That's all how you work it. If you work on your voice, it's just like every other job. Uh-huh. The more you work at it, the better you get at it. So when you're preparing for these contests, like me personally, I'll look at the competition sheets. I'll see who's entered, who's not entered. I try to work my strengths. I try to work my abilities. I know I'm good in a jumpsuit. I can move most of the time.
Like us.
I could use my voice as my work tools kind of thing. But at the same time, it's an overall package. Niagara Falls, I've been in the finals every year.
Bravo.
Always been a bridesmaid, never a bride. But I got to say, they know how to pick their winners. Nice. The contests that run with EPE, and mainly, I'm going to be honest, with Niagara Falls, they pick their winner every year, and they do a great job at that. Their contests are always fair, and ultimately, they don't want to send the person that's, let's say, I don't want to say not qualified, mm-hmm. but they want to send their best talent to represent Niagara Falls. Because at the end of the day, if let's say me or the next guy wins the festival, and we win in Memphis, ultimately, that title's not only mine. It's of Niagara Falls.
Bravo. You're right. You're representing
Niagara Falls. You're not only representing as a Canadian to win in Niagara Falls and then to say you won in Memphis, you'd be the only Canadian to ever win the competition. You'd be the only Canadian from Canada who's an ultimate. So ultimately, Niagara Falls, let it be a Canadian or American winner or European, you're representing Niagara Falls. That championship comes back home with you.
This is Bruno. You better kick some butt there, okay? I'm going to come out and I'm going to cheer you on.
I'm going to try pulling a Rocky Balboa.
I mean it. We're going to be cheering you on. This is very, very exciting. Again, you know, we've been chatting with Bruno Neshi. You are one of the Elvis tribute artists performing at this year's Niagara Falls Elvis Festival. There's a long list of highlights. And if people want to know more about this, more information, there's two ways they can do it. NiagaraFallsFestival.com, or for tickets, go to GregFruinTheater.com. Before I let you go, oh, by the way, the dates are April the 21st to the 24th. Before I let you go, tell me, why do you think after all these years we can't get rid of this Elvis admiration? What is it about this man?
Elvis was and is and always will be ahead of his time. Elvis was born in an era and had the ideas of mixing two different cultures of music, from gospel, soul, rhythm and blues, Motown. It's like he mixed everything together and was so ahead of his time that you go and watch CIS and all these TV shows that have to do with Vegas. You always hear A Little Less Conversation. You always hear Viva Las Vegas somewhere. Lilo and Stitch, he's in all these movies. Now there's a big Elvis movie coming out. Elvis is always going to continue through the years. Mm-hmm. As I said, his music was ahead of his time. And he created a stream of music that you could talk to singers and famous pop stars and that were all influenced by Elvis Presley's music. Yeah. So there's no way that music is ever going to go away.
Very nicely put, Bruno. All the best to you. We look forward to seeing you there. Again, this is the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival, April 21st to the 24th, the Greg Fruin Theater, Niagara Falls. Details available online. And keep in mind, zoomeradio.ca, we are giving you the chance at a VIP package to the festival. Very exciting to know that. All the best to you, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much.